The fifth dimension is the set of all movements taken by any one thing in its existence. This show is called The Fifth Dimension because we like to think of things existing in past, present, and future at the same time. Because if we do that, then we can live completely. Today is June the 11th, 2016. This is live show, Captain Fred. Lots of things are changing at RBN. A lot of really good things are happening. The infrastructure of RBN is being developed, completed, tweaked. The archives, I think, are becoming available. I've tried a couple of times to get into some different archives. I know that it takes a lot of time, and sometimes patience is really necessary. But today we're going to draw some from previous shows in that we're going to talk about something in a past, present, future tense, which would be, let's talk about the elections. Now, before in the past, I've read from my father's book that he published in 75 called The Rise and Fall of the United States. And part of his book was some letters that he had published from Gerald L. K. Smith, who was a presidential candidate in 1944. He was candidate for the American First Party, America First Party, 1944. And in 1948, it was renamed the Christian Nationalist Party. Now, Gerald Smith was I guess a Christian fundamentalist that believed in our country, but he was the one that laid out in previous shows what I have read to you as the war formulas, and he described what was happening to us as a form of torture. But for us to understand Gerald Smith, I think we need to go back a little bit and listen to Gerald Smith. Sam, can you put on that first clip, please?
General MacArthur personifies traditional Americanism in its clash with truth, atheistic politics, communism, wide variety of anti-Christ manipulation which now prevail. General MacArthur's removal from his Far Eastern command came shortly after he had urged the White House executives to investigate treason in the nation's capital. The very fact that America's greatest soldier statesman could be removed while traitors and spies were sheltered should be enough to challenge every intelligent citizen. Enemies of America's independence have succeeded in preoccupying millions of our citizens with the tempting and seductive opportunities of finance and amusement. The result has been so hypnotic and deadening that only a small percentage of us have paused to take a second look what has really been taking place. When General MacArthur returned after having been removed from his command, he was greeted and cheered by more human beings than any personality in human history. The leaders of the Christian National Movement have dedicated themselves to the mobilization of the very people who cheered MacArthur. America could be saved from its potential and present dangers if the citizens who took MacArthur's side could be mobilized into an active, uncompromising political force. The great soldier statesman gave inspiration to our cause when, shortly after his return, he said, "The two greatest symbols in this civilization are the cross and the flag." This statement overwhelmed me. It inspired me especially in view of the fact that the official organ of the American Nationalist Crusade is the magazine, the cross, and the flag. Motive behind the term Christian Nationalist is easy to define and simple to interpret. We believe that the destiny of America in relationship to its governing authority must be kept in the hands of our own people. We must never be governed by hate. We must keep control of our own money and our own blood. In other words, we must remain true to the Declaration of Independence. That is nationalism. Like General MacArthur, we believe that the spiritual symbol of our statesmanship is the cross, which indeed is the symbol of Christianity. We believe that the inspiring dynamic out of which America grew is Christianity. We believe that there would be no real America such as we love and for which we're willing to die if there had been no Christianity. Thus, when a Christian is a nationalist, he becomes necessarily a Christian nationalist. This movement, which now reaches into every state and community in the nation, launched its campaign years ago in relationship to 10 high principles to which we have committed ourselves. The first principle is, preserve America as a Christian nation, being conscious of the fact that there is a highly organized campaign to substitute Jewish tradition for Christian tradition. The most powerful Jewish organization in America is the Anti-Defamation League, which has launched a campaign to remove from all public schools any song which contains a Christmas carol or any other hymn which mentions the name of Jesus. On March 30, 1956, Rabbi Nodel, one of the prominent rabbis of the nation who heads the leading synagogue of Oregon in Portland, revealed without veneer or even a sugarcoat the basic attitude of organized Jewry toward our Christian tradition. The Portland Oregonian, the state's leading newspaper, carried a report on Rabbi Nodel's address. The article appeared in the Sunday paper, April 1, 1956. The first paragraph of the article reads as follows. I quote, Rabbi Julius J. Nodel, in the role of defense attorney for the Jews of the world, Friday night, branded the New Testament a work of malicious life, and the story of events leading to Jesus Christ's trial and crucifixion, a dragon seed from which has come misery, bloodshed, and suspicion. End the quotation. There is no hate in my heart, but I would be less than a lover of Christ if I did not resist all attempts now being made to destroy our Christian tradition. The second principle for which we stand reads as follows. Expose, fight, and outlaw communism. We have been the most consistent enemies of communism on a nationwide basis to be found anywhere. When Stalin was alive, the news agency Pravda of Moscow published the names in the spring of 1945 of the Kremlin's five most effective enemies in America. My name was on that list, and when W.C. Foster, head of the American Communist Party, testified before the Un-American Activities Committee, he confessed that the two chief projects that particular time consisted first in putting an end to the work of the Un-American Activities Committee of Congress, and second, in combating the influence of Gerald L. K. Smith and the movement he leads. The third principle on which Christian nationalism has built its nationwide movement, safeguard American liberty against the menace of bureaucratic fascism. Bureaucratic fascism has appeared in an American form. It is a cross between Kremlin communism, English German socialism, Italian fascism, and New Dealism. American fascism, as we now have it, is confiscating independent wealth by way of the income tax and destroying the liberty of the state by way of the Supreme Court. At this very moment, we face the risk of a nine-man fascist dictatorship posing as the Supreme Court of the United States, completely contrary to constitutional tradition. The fourth principle, maintain a government set no minority, and he is abused by no minority. Fight mongrelization, all attempts being made to force the intermixture of the black and white races. True enough, the Constitution guarantees that every citizen shall enjoy the privileges defined therein. No segment of our society must be denied these privileges by force or even majority rule. But we have a situation in America today which splits the majority and transfers to the Supreme Court a tyranny which has been created by the manipulation of minority. Subversive forces exploiting sentimental nitwit are reading into the Constitution a code of conduct which threatens to mongrelize our race, destroy our racial self-respect, and enslave the white man. The fifth principle, protect and earmark national resources for our own citizens first. America has given away her reserves. We have bankrupted our economy, our national debt, our state and local government debt, plus our personal debt, far exceed the assessed valuation of every visible piece of property in the United States. This epidemic of economic bloodletting began at a time when few internationalists in control of propaganda almost convinced a majority of our people that it was subversive. Use the term America first. In fact, during and immediately following World War II, some people who had taken an aggressive stand in defense of America first were incarcerated, indicted, and held up to ridicule, which produced character assassination. Our sixth principle, maintain the George Washington foreign policy, a friendship with all nations, trade with all nations, entangling alliances with none. Our failure to follow the George Washington policy has yielded the fruit of chaos which our foreign policy now portrays. Seven, oppose a world government and a super state. The Christian Nationalist Crusade directs an auxiliary committee known as the Citizens Congressional Committee to abolish the United Nations. We believe that the whole UN project is a subversive conspiracy to destroy our independence. Alger Hiss, the number one exposed traitor, was the executive secretary of the committee which prepared the original charter at Dumbarton Oaks in Washington, D.C., and later brought about the adoption of the charter at San Francisco. The original designer of this subversive charter fought to give us a complete world government in which America would be only a voting state. Thanks to the Christian Nationalist Crusade and those associated with us organically or sympathetically, certain extreme measures were stricken from the original charter. Those who are vigorously determined to destroy our independence and subordinate our beautiful nation to the voting power of a billion aliens. These treasonable manipulators have never given up in their campaign to subdue us and enslave by way of a world government and a super state. The eighth principle for which we stand reads as follows. Prove that the worker, the farmer, the businessman, the veteran, the unemployed, the aged, and the infirm can enjoy more abundance under the true American system than any alien system. Subversive, superficial nitwits, mind-washed propagandists are always attacking the traditional American economic system of free enterprise. But strange enough, the nations which have embraced Marxist communism, socialism, all the way from Russia through Europe to England, never give up in their campaign to borrow and use and keep the capitalistic dollars which have been produced under our American system. Not since the creation of the race have human beings prospered and been blessed the way Americans were privileged to exist in the first two centuries of our independence. Anyone who seeks to destroy this economic tradition of abundance should be viewed as a dangerous enemy of America. It is miraculous to observe that this dynamic system of free enterprise has survived in spite of 20 years of socialistic sabotage. The ninth principle reads as follows. Safeguard America's tradition in relationship to immigration. This campaign to destroy our immigration tradition is supported by every Jewish and communist organization in the world. They're ready to smear and assassinate the character of any state who stands in their way. Fortunately, we have been able to hold the line. But if the wall ever breaks, we will be invaded and destroyed without the firing of a shot. Merely by the act of indiscriminate admission of aliens to our shore. The 10th principle, enforce the Constitution as it pertains to our monetary system. I claim to be no expert on the subject of monetary reform, but the Christian Nationalist Crusade takes its stand. Those patriots insist that we must free our nation from the manipulating chicanery of the money changer, and we must establish a monetary program in complete harmony with the constitutional provision. On these 10 principles, we take our stand. I defy any cynic or any critic or any objective observer to deny that these 10 principles define traditional Americanism. This
Thanks,
is not
Gerald.
A movement. We are not in the business of just being against something. It is our deep conviction that every crusade must commit itself to a great positive. And we must be for that positive even at the risk of life itself. The positive in this crusade is Christianity and the Constitution of the United States. Once we commit ourselves to this great spiritual patriotic implication, we naturally must be known as fighting every symbol, every gesture that appears in opposition to our Christian constitutional tradition. These become our negatives. Negatives are valuable only when they appear in defense of a great mind. Men who are against things without being for great principles serve little constructive value in the affairs of this life. I realize fully that in this brief address there can be no complete thoroughness. What has been said has been so said that it might awaken the listener to a deeper concern and a sharper alert. May I remind you that what has been said here is in fulfillment of the challenge which General MacArthur has given us, as he said, listen not to those voices that are raised against our American tradition, be they from one political party or from the other, be they from the high and the mighty or the lowly and the forgotten. Heed them not. Visit upon them a righteous scorn born of the past sacrifices of your fighting sons and daughters. Repudiate them in the marketplace, on the platform, from the pulpit. Our friends will understand. Those who are not our friends, we can pass by. To be called national, if it means that you love your country above all else, and will place your life, if deep, at the service of our land.
Man, Gerald, that's 60 years ago. You know, you really pretty much spelled things out that are happening to us now. What? You know, 60 years ago. It sounds familiar. There's a lot of things that resonate across time, across this dimension, that ring true for eternities. We're seeing the same thing here.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Listening to the same campaign that gets squashed every 4 years, then there is no miracle. The media that has brainwashed our society into accepting this this culture of materialism would have us believe that the choices are simple. They're not easy, but they're simple. And the simple choice is that we can choose between Hillary Clinton, Democratic Party, or businessman Donald Trump, Republican Party. But what they do leave out is that those aren't the only candidates that we have to take the helm of our country. They're the only candidates they would have us believe that are available. I'll just read off a few. There's a website called politicsone.com, and in Politics One they name off a lot of them. The America's Party, American Independent Party, Tom Hoffling of Iowa, Steve Shulman, South Carolina, the American Freedom Party, Bob Whitaker, South Carolina, Tom Bowie of Maryland. Well, there's some more. The Constitution Party of the United States, Daryl Castle of Tennessee, Scott Bradley of Utah. We've heard his name a few times on RBN. And then there's the Constitution Party of Idaho. And Scott Copeland from Texas is the presidential nominee. J.R. Myers of Alaska. And then there's the Green Party. Lita Bush of Missouri. Daryl Chimney of California. Oh, the Green Party. They had a couple of good candidates a few years ago on the ballot. Independent American Party, Farley Anderson of Utah. The Libertarian Party. Well, we've heard a little bit of the Libertarian Party. Former Governor Gary Johnson of New Mexico. And the former Governor Bill Weld of Massachusetts. Well, two former governors are running for president, and yet we've not heard them on the television. What's that about? Party of Socialism and Libertarian, Liberation. That's Gloria LaRive of California and Eugene Portier of D.C. The Peace and Freedom Party, Lynn Kahn, Independent Maryland. Gloria LaVera, that's her husband, I guess. The Prohibition Party, former township tax assessor Jim Hedges. He might not get a lot of votes. Let's see, and then there's the Reform Party, USA. And then there's the Socialist Party, USA. And then there's the Socialist Equality Party of USA. And then there's the Socialist Workers' Party, Allison Kennedy of Illinois and Osborne Hart of Pennsylvania. These are working groups that are trying to establish some change in this political system, but they're not getting any recognition because they don't really want an informed citizenry here in this country. Veterans Party of America is another one. Chris Keniston, Texas. Deacon Taylor of Nevada. The Workers' World Party. Yeah, the Workers' World Party. Monica Moorhead of New York. Lamont Lilly of North Carolina. These are all political candidates for the head of the main offices of this country. And I can't understand why nobody is asking, where are these people on our media? We'll be back in a few minutes.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
as a Christian nation. Expose, fight, and outlaw communism. Safeguard American liberty against the menace of bureaucratic fascism. We haven't seen that, have we? Some sarcasm there. Maintain a government set up by the majority which abuses no minority and is abused by no minority. What does that mean? It means we need to be republic. Protect and earmark national resources for the citizenry first. It seems like I hear that resonated recently too. And like I say, sometimes truth never does change. Citizenry first. National resources for our citizenry first. Maintain the George Washington foreign policy. Friendship with all nations, trade with all nations, entangling alliances with none. Getting a lot of resonance nowadays, aren't we? Oppose a world government and a super state. You know, NAFTA has done probably more damage to this nation and more damage to our natural resources and to our environment than just about any other entanglement. Yet no one's questioning how we should deal with NAFTA now. Prove that the worker, the farmer, the businessman, the veteran, the unemployed, the aged, infirm can enjoy more abundance under the true American system than any alien system now being proposed by foreign propagandists. I've heard that a couple times. Safeguard America's tradition in relationship to immigration. This was 1956, folks. Safeguard America's tradition in relationship to immigration. We have given away our country, and we've embraced probably the most destructive forces of any nation, which is the invasion of foreign nationals. And number 10, enforce the Constitution as it pertains to our monetary system. Well, Gerald Smith has passed on, but his ideas are with us today and will be with us in the future. We don't see his face when we hear the any of these points being spoken of in our national political circles. We don't see any discussion in national political circles that isn't being groomed for consumption for the control of our behavior. And we understand through previous shows that, as Edward Bernays says, that we just need to think of things a little differently. But we need to adhere to some of these principles. We need to start thinking of this election as being another of our rights that have been co-opted by the tyranny machine, by the television. Folks, the television is, in the United States at least, has become the number one device for behavior modification, behavior control. People don't have to watch television for very long to be hypnotized, to be drawn into the monologue, not a dialogue. We don't talk back to the television. Oh, we might talk back to the television, but it doesn't do any good. The best relationship with the television is one of probably, I have to think of a good word for that, probably the best relationship to your television should be kind of like somebody that comes into your house and tries to modify your behavior. The television comes into your house and tells you what to eat, tells you what to drink, tells you how to behave, tells you who you should worship, tells you who you should not like, tells you when you should be afraid. The Weather Channel tells you when you should have fear. Now that the government has control of the cell phones, they can send out emergency fear messages. Isn't it strange how something that looks like a rotating cloud 200 miles from where you live can send 5 emergency messages to your cell phone while you don't have any symptoms of that weather? No, we're being programmed, we're being manipulated, we're being taught to believe that we don't have any control. We've been taught to believe that this symptom of a sick society, which is now on the television, this two-party Democon Republicat or whatever it is the manifestation of a political system that's not controlled by the big businesses is, well, it's tyranny. It's treason. The fact that we have a candidate for president who is under investigation, criminal investigation by the FBI, and that's not being spoke of, is questionable. So what kind of principles is our culture involved in now? I don't think we have any principles anymore. I think that we're looking for someone to show us a better way to enjoy our days off from our labor. We've been taught that we don't have to prepare food, and we don't have to enjoy family dinners. We don't have to be families anymore. Or as a matter of fact, we can't be families anymore because, of course, we have too many activities that demand too much time for family dinner or family evening. We spend time watching the blue flickering screen, sitting together, being brainwashed in a beta wave state of the mind. Well, maybe some of you out there have some ideas about this. This is 1-800-313-9443. Anybody would like to weigh in with a comment of how things really haven't changed in 60 years, of how the same message of 60 years ago is still relevant today, has to be a signature of a captive state, or is it insanity? We keep expecting to change things, and we keep getting the same results. Huh, what's that a symptom of? Well, we do. We keep expecting to change things, yet things stay the same. What did Mark Twain say? Change is the handmaiden nature requires to do her miracles with. Well, we can't evolve. We can't evolve as a nation until we can embrace change. We can't change until we throw off this illusion of control that we have over our government. We don't have any control over our government. They're controlling our every motion, our every thought. Our children are being trained to lose their conscience. They're being driven to a state of economic desperation that causes them to become part of the military machine simply for the benefits. You know, our government has taken control of our society, of our culture, and the culture needs to wake up. Sam, can you play that that second cut I put in there? This is a artist that I think Tom Stewart plays on.
Charge on my monthly statement, and I can't figure out what it's for.
Well, we'll certainly do our best to help you. What does the charge say on your statement?
Well, it's a $275 charge, and it just says Iraq War.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct. The Iraq War cost the average American family over $16,000 since the war started.
Are you kidding? Well, I never signed up.
wake up in the morning. Got to wake up. This is time now. We need to somehow understand that no matter who you vote for, you're going to get some more government. More government. More government. Nations have no command over their governments, and in fact, no influence over them, except of a fleeting and rather ineffectual sort. That was 1898 of Mark Twain. He didn't feel like there was any way we could control this government then. You know, Gerald Smith said some things about maintaining the white race, and a lot of people misunderstand what he meant by that. He wasn't suggesting that the white race was superior. He was just suggesting that the white race had some pride, just as the black race has pride, and just as all races should have pride in themselves. We spend too much time letting others think for us. And when we do that, we open up to a lot of misunderstanding. Man's private thoughts never lie. And the world's not going to stop and think. Be back in a minute.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention CPAP users! Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train, invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's nomask.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Resonate with Gerald Smith's 10 principles. And I depend, I guess, a lot on my father's guidance from years ago, who warned me of the Vietnam War, who warned me of participation of our government in manipulation of money. But what he gave to me was an understanding that things weren't really as they appear to be sometimes. I like to use Mark Twain to make points sometimes in this program, because he's not here to defend himself for one thing, but I think he, when he made notes, depended on future generations to carry his words. Twain felt that the combination of humor and the right combination of words was important to remember some of these ideas. And to understand what's happening, you might want to take some of his words that refer to the press. While a lot of people on this station refer to Edward Bernays as being the father of modern propaganda, I think it was before that. I think he just defined terms for it. I think he organized it into a book. But in Mark Twain's time, in the 1870s, he said, "It is a free press. There are laws to protect the freedom of the press's speech, but none that are worth anything to protect the people from the press." We need a law to protect us from the press. How can we do that? Well, right now we don't need a law to protect us from the press. What we need to do is turn that off. He said that The liberty of the press is called the Palladium of Freedom, which means in these days, which was then, not 1870, which means in these days the liberty of being deceived, swindled, and humbugged by the press, and paid hugely for the deception. Today, we pay hugely for this deception. Every day. This is Captain Fred. This is the Public Broadcasting Network. See you next week.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Truth.
True.